out here after a win and have a practice? What's the energy like? What's the attitude like?
Everybody's excited. Everybody's excited about this opportunity. Go play on Thanksgiving. It's a short week, but just a lot of, you know, it's a great, you got to have great preparation. You're not going to get a lot of opportunities to run the plays, but jog through them. Just make sure everybody's on the same page, understand their personnel, their schemes, and you saw a lot of energy. You guys excited to get back on the field again on a short week.
What was your message to the team when you spoke to them, and will you be doing it again this week?
Coach asked me to talk before the game, and just I can't tell you what I said. So, I don't think a pregame talk's ever won a football game before. So, if you ask me to do it again, I will, but he usually switches that up.
Eli, would you describe yourself as more trusting of your pass protection lately, especially from the beginning of the season?
I think I've always trust your pass protection. I think that's what you got to do. I got to make sure I got my eyes down the field, let receivers get open. So I think we've done a good job. The first and second reads been getting open, getting the ball out, and making some good plays.
Eli, besides the logistics of playing on a short week, does playing on Thanksgiving hold any kind of special meaning for you?
I think for a lot of these guys, I don't know what it was like for them, but growing up, we used to always watch football on Thanksgiving. Be around family and friends, and mostly family. Eat a big meal and watch football. So it is special to be a part of that. Knowing a lot of people will have. Ate a big meal, maybe taking a little nap here and there, but watching the game and be a part of that tradition is special.
What about possible follow? Eli, what can we expect in terms of follow through this week coming off the win?
Well, we gotta go back out there and we gotta play good football. We gotta play smart. Like we've been doing. Gotta protect the ball. Don't get turnovers. And we gotta make some plays when we get the opportunities to.
Eli, it's the first time you're seeing the Redskins this season. What's the biggest difference in their defense compared to last year?
Tough. Tough to say. I mean, they're still 3-4 personnel. Do some of the similar. Coverages, there's not a ton different, but they'll always, as any new defense coordinator, will have a few new wrinkles, and some of their blitzes and disguises and coverages.
Does a short week help carry over the momentum from win?
I think when you have a short week, it can be easier after a win, just because guys, come in here Monday with a little energy already, whereas you come in after a loss and it can be tough just to get everything going and be excited about the opportunities. But, either way, we got a job to do. Let's get prepared, and I think we've done a good job so far. But, this is one of those weeks that, come Wednesday, come Thursday morning, you're still doing some preparation just to try to catch up.
During a season of turmoil, how have you stayed even keel throughout?
Well, I think you just understand you got a job to do, and that's to prepare every week and try to go get a win the next week. And, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be tough times, and just, make sure that your preparation, your dedication never waver, and, just try to go out there and improve from the week before.
Is this the hardest season you've ever gone through?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's tough, going through some losing streaks and losing players and being – not feeling like you're playing your best football, but that's just part of it. You just got to keep grinding, keep working, and try to get better.
What are you thankful for this year?
So many things, and that's a great reminder around Thanksgiving. Just the things, so many blessings in my life, and my family, and friends, and health, and being able to play this great game of football, my teammates and this organization and fans. So, too many things to count to be thankful for, and thankful to be playing on Thanksgiving Day.
Hey, after you watched the film, what did you think of Wheeler's game?
Yeah, I thought Chad did well. I thought he competed and did a good job. Thought knew his assignments, knew what he was doing. Going against a good player a bunch of the day, and Justin Houston. Justin got him a few times. That's going to happen in football, and going against a good player, but, you know, kind of on plays where we got the ball out fairly quickly. But I thought he competed and did a good job.
Because this week it could be two new guys if DJ can't go.
Sure, yeah. And Chad be going against another good player. And they got a couple of good defensive ends. So, next guy up and trust all those guys. Go do the job.
Eli, did you feel like you had a little bit of a breakthrough with some of these young receivers the other day? They kind of stepped up and made some plays.
Yeah. I thought Roger and TK both stepped up, made some nice catches and nice plays. So I think, they're getting more confident, just getting on the same. We're getting on the same page with each other, knowing, just how guys are going to come out of breaks and do certain things. So. Obviously, the more more practice you get, more game experience you get, the better off we'll be.
Eli, you're one of the veterans in this league, and there's been a lot of debate about Thursday night football, whether it's safe enough for the players. What's your thoughts on the phenomenon since it's your one Thursday night game this year?
It's we got a game, we got to go play. I understand it is tough on the players, especially late in the year. Linemen, defensive linemen, linebacker guys are getting hit. For me, it's not as the recovery process isn't as tough, I think, as the other guys. But it is tough on the players.
Can you speak to the importance? I mean, obviously, you guys were pretty euphoric after finally winning the other day. To keep this thing going beyond, so it's not just a 4-day reprieve, so to speak. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think that's always the goal, to kind of stack wins and keep this going, keep the spirits high and the enthusiasm. Make sure I think our preparation's been good. I think that has not wavered this whole time, but just now it's just find ways to win. And each game's gonna be different, each situation's gonna be different. But just having that toughness and that. Belief, you're going to find a way to win the game.
Eric Flowers has taken a lot of heat around here, but he's, you haven't heard his name that much in weeks. I don't think he's given up a sack since week two. Can you talk about, where he's come in his development?
Yeah, I think Eric's done a good job. And a guy who's, he stayed healthy, he competes, he fights. And, I think he's, he's handled his own and obviously, been called out and by the media, but he's hung in there tough, and he's a mentally strong kid and playing good football.